Thank you. Greetings, friends. John's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 25. We have here some of the thoughts that the Lord Jesus expressed while he was on the cross. Now, this is extreme because he's here in extremis. He's here suffering the excruciating agonies of the crucifixion, nailed to a rugged tree, hands stretched wide, nailed through each hand, and his feet with a nail through them into the tree to hold up his body. In this excruciating suffering, physical now, as well as spiritual, because there were two sides to his suffering, it was the physical and the natural side of the wounds and the awful weight of his body upon those wounds, upon those spikes, suspending his body between heaven and earth. And it is thought by some that the cross was let down into the hole which was going to hold it up, let it down with a thud, which would jerk the body, so that it is true of what was written of him in the Psalms, "All my bones are out of joint." Oh, my friends, we can't comprehend the awful sufferings, the natural sufferings, the physical sufferings of the Lord Jesus on the cross, which, of course, are the only ones that we can measure in any degree at all, because we have perhaps suffered somewhat, a little bit, ourselves, but nothing to be compared with the Lord Jesus on the cross. Then it was his spiritual suffering, his sufferings as the spotless Lamb of God, the sin offering, bearing your sins and mine in his own body on the tree, as Peter tells us in this the first epistle, the second chapter, in verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He became the living sacrifice to die on the cross, bearing all the sins of all the world, including, friends, yours and mine. Thank God for that. But here on the cross, he expresses some of his thoughts and his thinking, even while he's bearing the awful pain and the tremendous burden of your sins and mine upon him at the same time. In verse 25, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Think of that. Think of what must have gone through Mary's heart as she saw him, despised by all the world, hated and considered a criminal, and a worse kind of a criminal, so that he must be crucified, the worst kind of death. And here she stands, his own mother, looking upon him as he hangs upon the cross. There stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, that is his earthly mother, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, not Mary Magdalene, but Mary later became the wife of Joseph, Mary, who was that virgin that conceived him and bare him without sin. Mary and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene, the three Marys were here at the cross, and they were together. And Jesus is dying. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, look at this. He looked down from the cross and saw his mother, his earthly mother. In all of his extremis, in all his suffering and pain, he looked down and saw his mother. And then he saw the disciple standing by whom he loved, and that would be John, the one who wrote this gospel. He saith unto his mother, "Woman," notice, he just speaks to her as if she was any other person, because she was only a channel through which the Lord Jesus was born. She's entitled to all the credit in the world. She was a virgin, and the Holy Spirit conceived him, and he was born in her womb, from her womb. Woman, behold thy son. Oh, my friends, think of this. He asks Mary, his natural mother, to behold him on the cross. Then saith he, and now he's expressing his thoughts. Oh, my friend, this is most imposing. This is most astonishing. The impact here is beyond the description of human words. After this, he says, after he said, behold thy son, then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Here is the thoughts expressed by the Lord Jesus while he's on Calvary's cross. His mother is standing there, gazing at him. And John, the beloved apostle, is at her side. Lord Jesus, looking down, says to her, woman, behold thy son. And then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. Oh, think of this. In other words, he makes Mary his mother, the mother of John, that beloved apostle. And he says in his dying moments to that disciple John, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Oh, my friends, can we stop long enough to think of this for a moment? What does this actually mean? The Lord Jesus, in all of his suffering, when others would have been out of their mind because of the awful torture, the Lord Jesus is thinking of his mother. Evidently, Joseph, Mary's husband, has been taken away. Obviously, he's no longer alive. And so, in his dying moments, he thinks of the welfare of his mother. And he says to John, behold thy mother. And from that hour, John took her to his own home and did what the Lord Jesus intended, that he would take care of Mary, his natural mother. Oh, my friends, think of this. The Lord Jesus thought of his mother. Out of all that suffering and pain, out of all the load of sins that he was bearing in his own body on the tree. And remember that he was omniscient, God. He knew everything. And while he spake of his mother and spake to his mother and thought of her welfare, my friends, knowing that he was omniscient, God, and knowing that he was dying for your sins and mine, as well as the sins of all the world, then it's one step further to think that he thought on the cross not only of Mary, his mother, and not only of John as one to take care of his mother and look after her welfare since he was dying, but, my friends, the overwhelming thought is here, and it's absolutely true, it must be true. The scriptures will bear it out. He died for your sins and mine, and the sins of all the world, from Adam down to the last person to be born. Therefore, this overwhelming thought is here. He thought not only of Mary, his mother, but he thought of you and me. Not as a world of people, But as individuals, remember, he was the omniscient God. He knew everything, and it was no burden for him to know all the people of all the world at one time, because he has made us and he keeps us alive. He gives us our breath. He gives us our body. He gives us our health and strength. He gives us everything that we need. He keeps our heart beating, our lives, our bodies alive. He knows us, every one. This is nothing for God, for he is the omniscient God. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. And he's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. And so, my friends, while on the cross, this you can carry in your bosom, in your soul, from now till you die. The Lord Jesus thought of you, you as an individual, you as your name now, you as the sinner you are. And he thinks, he thought of me, my own name, and my sins also, friends. For we're all on the same level. We're born in sin and Satan in iniquity, and we are sinners by nature and sinners by practice. But when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, friends, he had your sins and mine in their own special bundle. As far as his knowledge was concerned, he saw them, every one, and he died for them, every one, yours and mine. Oh, friend, why not believe it and accept him as your Savior now? He died for your sin. Christ died for our sins, all of them, all of us as individuals. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scriptures. And this is the gospel which is preached to everyone. Oh, friend, believe it and receive Christ as your Savior. He died for your sins. Thank thee, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, dying for men and women on all the world, of all the nations and of all the generations of men. And we thank thee, he's able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. Bless our president, our country, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.